What is real true love? Mm-hmm. We know some colors of love, huh? Like the love for our parents, or the love for our beloved, and the love for the children, and the love for the animals, and the love for the world, and the love for the beloved is different than the love for our children and the love for our parents. It all has a different flavor. So we know it from one person to another. I love you, and you love your friend. Or we know it from here to there. And especially in a relationship, it's very challenging, because it is very often wrapped in expectation and in conditions. Most of us have had several relationships. You love somebody, and then after a while, it's become more and more difficult for whatever reason, and you split up, and the love dies. Very often, the love dies, because that kind of love has expectations and needs. It has needs, and very often there is control in there. There can be a lot of things going on there. We call it love, but very conditional. Usually in our relationships, it's very conditional. Everything needs to fit. We have agreements about certain things. This is what we do, this is what we don't do, and if you do that, I get angry, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it is an immense project to have a relationship. A love affair is a big endeavor. And of course, we trigger all these kind of things in each other. So, challenge. But a wonderful challenge, wonderful opportunity to learn about life, to learn about your beloved, to learn about love, to learn about yourself. So that we are all more or less familiar with. And then there is a completely different quality of love, and we call that unconditional love. So what is that? What is that love that is unconditional? It's another world. We hardly know it in this world. But it, again, it is in the world of your heart. There it is very obvious. This love that knows no condition. And we already talked a little bit about it this afternoon in another way. Like, this love is not needing. This love is coming from fulfillment and being complete, missing nothing, lacking nothing, no matter the circumstances. That makes it so yummy, so unconditional. So no matter the circumstances, one can be so fulfilled and so living totality, needing nothing, lacking nothing, missing nothing, just fulfillment, full, full, full. And this fulfillment is another word for love, for unconditional love. Abundance and fulfillment spilling over. You cannot help but wherever your attention is, that's where the love falls. We talked about this afternoon in comparison with the sun. The sun cannot help that its rays are full of light and warmth. And so unconditional love cannot help but whatever the senses report, and wherever your capacity to perceive falls, there is this unconditional love. So you cannot always feel it, and it has a neutrality. It has a neutrality in the sense that it has no speciality, not this one more than that one. It is everywhere equally, like children. They love everybody easily, equally, at some age. Whoever is lifting them up, they say, happy, you know. If it is a thief in the house, you know, and lifts a baby up, happy. Makes no distinction. Is not measuring, is not comparing. It's just total complete. And everybody is craving for this. But we make a little mistake and expect it from somebody else to fulfill us. I love you, which means I need you. Please fulfill me. So we do things a little bit upside down. Nobody tells us really how we can find this treasure. It is the fulfillment and the sight and realization of totality that brings this about. Neutral, total, not expecting, doesn't need. Fulfillment doesn't need anything. It's free of need. This love is free of need. And I think everybody has at least had a touch from that at some point. At some point. Maybe almost everybody. That you feel that your being is so radiantly happy. And our conversations are always bringing you into this, remember, what you're craving for is what you already are and have always been. You've just forgotten, and now you project outside in neediness. We live in beggar mode, and you're all queens and kings. Hold me, please, touch me, feel me, love me, hear me, understand me, please, please, please. No, love yourself, respect yourself, trust yourself, feed yourself, nourish yourself, be gentle to yourself. And that brings about this very, very subtle and profound memory, way beyond our memory capacity, way beyond. Very, very, very deep memory. Oh, of course, of course, of course. I just need to relax in myself, that's all. I do no longer need to control anything. What can I control? I do no longer need to manipulate. I do no longer need to be understood and all of that. You come to rest in yourself, deeply, profoundly, total. Like we know a little bit in our deep sleep, then we rest in ourselves, and we are so happy. We are so at ease. And now in our day consciousness, you can bring the focus of your life into this field, into yourself, actually. It is already yours. It has always been yours. We just overlook. Amazing, huh? So beautiful. To live like this, it's noble.